This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Well, we both grew up on farms, and my dad was a popcorn farmer, so he grew for Cracker Jack and TV Time Foods in the era when TV Time was just beginning to make microwave popcorn. And one of my favorite memories in the fall was taking popcorn into TV Time, and when you'd go into their office, they would test some of the popcorn. And they would have this huge, gigantic bag, bigger than any trash bag I had ever seen, full of popcorn. And they would let us take that bag home with us, and that would be what I would take to school for my birthday party. And it was so fun to see the kids' eyes just pop wide when they saw that much popcorn coming in the door.
You had to be one of the class favorites for birthdays.
I was. And it was. We had a lot of good memories over those years popping popcorn. Then one of my first jobs off the farm after, you know, deroguing and detasseling and hauling manure and all the different things you do, baling hay when you're on the farm. One of my first non-farm jobs was working at a pool concession stand. And guess what I did? I popped popcorn. So I love popcorn. It's kind of a blank slate where I can use creativity. I grew up in 4-H. My husband grew up in 4-H and FFA. And we both kind of had that background, that farm background, and a love for the opportunities that those youth programs create, too. So having the chance to take popcorn to a new level has been exciting. There's so many flavors, so many different things you can do with popcorn. It gives me a chance to take my cooking background, which is something I've tinkered with since I was 8 years old, doing jams, jellies, salsas, pickles, baked goods, yeast breads, things like that for years. It gives me a chance to kind of incorporate all that into the making of this popcorn.
Very exciting to know that popcorn has essentially kind of shaped your life as from a young girl with your dad and then now in your new business, Creekstone Kettle Works, which obviously we're talking kettle corn. So at your booth here at the Specialty Growers Conference, a lot of different flavors laid out, and you said it allows you to be creative. So if you don't mind me asking, how many flavors do you have available for the kettle corn, approximately, if you know? And then how often are you trying to think of new flavors to add?
Right now, we know of 64 flavors that we can do. There's probably others out there that we could make easily. It's just growing all the time. Last weekend, I tinkered around a little bit, created cinnamon bun, and frosted it. So we have frosted cinnamon bun popcorn here this week. There's just endless options. There's nut varieties with the caramels. There's savory varieties like bacon cheddar, parmesan garlic, jalapeno. We have some folks that like the Cajun and buffalo. But my favorites are probably the sweet varieties, the different kettle corns we can create. Strawberry chocolate, the caramel apple, that's been a perennial favorite. And we've had a lot of compliments on our caramel corn, too, just about how good it tastes and how good the texture is and things like that. So there's just endless opportunities with popcorn.
Something that we haven't touched on yet, this is a new business for you guys, as we mentioned, but it's actually, you acquired this from someone else. Share with us a little bit of the details behind that.
We purchased the Papa's Midwest Kettle Corn brand. It was a three-year-old brand that was based in Chatham, Illinois. We purchased that back in September and have been servicing their wholesale accounts, pumpkin patches, orchards, three county markets here in Springfield, and a Farm King out in Macomb, that area. They have been taking our popcorn. And we've added some new customers since then. We're in Hy-Vee, we're in Humphreys Market here in Springfield, but the new customers we've added are Dreams Gifts and More in Nokomis, West End Food Mart in Raymond, and there's three different Benty Shell stations, Farmersville, the Route 108, I-55 interchange exit, and Raymond, that have picked up our popcorn. And that's been exciting. We really purchased the business to have the opportunity to do some wholesale popcorn business. Yes, you can do the carnival business, and we've done that. We did that a couple years ago with some friends. But we found that you spend your entire life, your entire evening and weekend life, working popcorn. And we have a 12-year-old and a 15-year-old. They play sports. And, you know, you only get to be mom and dad once. So for us, it's important to be available to them on weekends. And we'll probably do some local festivals. We'll still make sure we include those. But for the most part, we're trying to grow the wholesale business. Now, as far as what we bought, Papa's Midwest Kettle Corn, we're going to be rebranding that to the Creekstone Kettle Works name in the next couple of months. We have a graphic artist working on that, doing some packaging ideas for us. And so you'll see a whole new packaging concept rolling out here in the next couple months.
You mentioned several local places to purchase the popcorn. You said you're working on wholesale, but you do have some retail items available at your shop there in Raymond.
We do. We usually pop from 9 to 5 on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So if our cars are there, you're welcome to stop and sample. I think we have about 18 different flavors in stock right now, and it seems like we just keep having anywhere from 12 to 20 flavors in stock all the time. So you're welcome to stop, sample every one of them if you want to, and we have different sizes and packages you can purchase. We also have tins, gift tins, for all different seasons. Of course, we have the Christmas tins, and we've got a lot of snowmen for winter birthdays right now. We've got some Valentine's tins as well, and thank you tins, just all sorts of things. I'm an Illini, and I even have an Illini tin that I might let out the door to someone.
Well, great. Exciting to know that you've got a lot of things going for a fairly new company, and I'm sure more to come as you figure out what you want to do with your brand. I was talking with your husband before we started this interview. He gave me a little bit more inside information. Not only do you have the popcorn for sale at those local businesses, retail at your shop, you also are passionate about working with local groups, such as maybe sports programs. Share with us some of your goals that you have in mind for working with them.
Well, Katie, our mission is twofold. Our first part is we want to create a delicious product that brings family and friends together. That's mission number one. Mission number two is to make a difference in our community and to help others. So we'd like to have the opportunity to partner with schools, churches, organizations that are trying to grow and make a difference in the community by doing some fundraisers. We had a chance to help a Boy Scout troop out this fall. We've helped out a food pantry, some churches, Habitat for Humanity in Springfield. We donated popcorn to their, I guess it was their volunteer banquet. There was a Christian school that had a fundraising banquet, and we provided a popcorn bar for their fundraiser. There's a youth baseball organization in Litchfield that has used our popcorn for a fundraiser. So those kinds of opportunities are exciting and important to us, and we hope people will contact us. They can find us on Facebook at Creekstone Kettle Works, and just give us a call. One thing that I'm excited and passionate about, this is the creativity coming out. There's so many fun things you can do with popcorn, and one of the things we can do is colors. And so we're gonna do some school spirit popcorns, okay? And I like to see that make some money for athletic programs. I think those youth athletic programs make such a difference in those kids' lives in terms of teaching them leadership, in terms of teaching them teamwork, hard work, and the ability to endure under pressure. So we want to see if we can make a difference in those areas too.
Well, that sounds like a lot of fun, and I think I love popcorn myself, kettle corn, whatever, you can put cheese on it, sugar, I don't care, I'll eat it. So I was really excited to see all the varieties at your booth. But we're talking about this kettle corn, but one thing I haven't asked you is, where are you getting the popcorn from? Are you growing this yourself? Where is it coming from?
We're not there yet. We would like to do that. We're using a large kernel popcorn. It's a premium kernel called a monster mushroom popcorn. It makes a nice round kernel for caramelizing and kettle corn purposes, because it gets a nice round surface for that glaze coating to adhere to. We're currently getting it from a popcorn supply company, but we are looking into the possibility of some local sourcing of it. That's exciting to us, too. And one thing that we do is use soybean oil. We could use all sorts of different oils, but I like using soybean oil not only for the flavor, but because we're supporting Illinois agriculture.
Well, Colleen, you've got a great story to be told, and I'm excited to see how the business progresses. Any final thoughts that you might have or anything I haven't asked you yet?
I think you've covered most of it, Katie. I really do. But I guess I need to say that we have been blessed and humbled, and I'll try not to tear up when I talk about it, but we have been overwhelmed at the community support we've received. It's just so exciting to hear people get on board with popcorn and how excited they are to try the different flavors and come support our new business. So that's really been a blessing, and we couldn't ask for more. I'm really thankful for that.